Hello, Immigration Nation. Are you ready for the latest scoop on your immigration journey? Buckle up, because today I'm serving up some hot updates on the processing times for crucial forms, all dated April 2024. Ready? Let's dive in. Now, I know navigating through USCIS websites can feel like diving into a maze, but fear not, I've got you covered. I'll break down all the essential info for you, making it as easy as pie to understand. Don't forget to check out the USCIS website for more details, but for now, I've got your back. Let's start with family information. Form I-131st for the category of permanent resident filing for a spouse or child under 21 California, 42 months National Benefit Center, 61.5 months Nebraska, a comparatively shorter wait time of 24.5 months. Potomac, 31 months Texas, similarly 35 months of waiting. Vermont, 34.5 months, all field offices, the longest wait, averaging at 76.5 months. That's over 6 years. For a U.S. citizen, for a spouse, parent, or child under 21, the time is, in all service centers, a relatively short wait of just 14 months. National Benefit Center, a staggering 51.5 months. All field offices expect around 56.5 months. That's nearly 5 years. A U.S. citizen filing for unmarried son, daughter, 21 or older category, California. 79.5 months, that's over 6.5 years. National Benefit Center, around 68 months, spanning over 5.5 years. Nebraska, a relatively shorter wait time of 26 months. Potomac, expect about 47 months. Texas, similarly, 47.5 months of waiting. Vermont, 48.5 months. All field offices, the longest wait, 87 months, that's over 7 years. Category for permanent resident, for unmarried son or daughter, 21 or older, California, approximately 71.5 months National Benefit Center, around 72 months Nebraska, a relatively shorter wait time of 47.5 months. Potomac, expect about 44.5 months Texas. Similarly, around 51.5 months of waiting. Vermont, about 71 months, all field offices, 71 months too. For U.S. citizen filing for a married son or daughter category, California, a staggering 80.5 months. National Benefit Center, around 64 months. Nebraska, approximately 45.5 months, nearly 4 years of waiting. Potomac, expect 46 months. Texas, similarly, 51.5 months of waiting. Vermont, 49 months. All field offices, the longest wait, 117 months, almost 10 years. Finally, U.S. citizen filing for a brother or sister category. California, 46.5 months. National Benefit Center, 68 months. Nebraska, currently experiencing 25.5 months. Potomac, 41.5 months. Texas, 49 months. Vermont, slightly longer than the average at 50 months. All field offices facing a significant wait time, standing at 86.5 months. Here are the processing times for the I-131 form. Re-entry permit or refugee travel document, Nebraska, 17 months. Advanced parole category, California, only 12 months, a relatively short waiting period compared to others. National Benefit Center, 8 months, quite speedy processing. Nebraska, 5 months, a remarkably short wait time. Texas, expect 14 months. Vermont, 9.5 months. Form I-918 petition for a non-citizen who is a victim of qualifying criminal activity and their qualifying family member. All service centers, 60.5 months. Form I-914 provides temporary immigration to non-citizen victims of trafficking. Vermont, 17 months. Form I-730 petition for accompanying family members of an asylee. All service centers, 29.5 months. Form I-601 waiver of grounds of inadmissibility, Nebraska, 22.5 months. All field offices, 22.5 months. Form I-601, a provisional waiver of unlawful presence. All service centers, 43.5 months, a long time. Form I-212, for permission to reapply for admission after deportation and removal category. Nebraska, 23.5 months. All field offices, 25.5 months. Next form, I-821, Afghanistan, Vermont, 12 months. Burma, California, 6 months. Cameroon, Nebraska, 12.5 months. El Salvador, Texas, 21.5 months. Vermont, 11.5 months. Re-registration in El Salvador, Nebraska, 4.5 months. Texas, 5.5 months. Vermont, 3.5 months. Haiti, California, 9 months. Honduras, Vermont, 15 months. Honduras, re-registration, Vermont, 6 months. Nepal, Nebraska, 25.5 months. Nepal re-registration, Nebraska, 2 months. Nicaragua, Texas, 14 months. Nicaragua re-registration, Texas, 3 months. Somalia, Vermont, 7.5 months. Somalia re-registration, Vermont, 7 months. South Sudan, Vermont, 12 months. Registration for South Sudan, Vermont, 3 months. Sudan, Vermont, 9 months. Sudan re-registration, Vermont, 31 months. Syria, Vermont, 10 months. Syria re-registration, Vermont, 31 months. Ukraine, Nebraska, 4.5 months. Venezuela, Potomac, 14 months. Yemen, Vermont, 9.5 months. Yemen re-registration, Vermont, 10 months. Form I-821D renewal, Nebraska, 3 months, finally. Great news, Vermont, 29 months. Request for deferred action. California, in compliance with a court order issued on July 16, 2021, USCIS has suspended processing time calculations for initial DACA requests, as the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is prohibited from granting them. Vermont, we have the same situation here. USCIS has suspended processing time calculations for initial DACA requests. Form I-485. On this occasion, I will provide you with the New Jersey offices since our office is located there. For those employment-based adjustment applications, it's a waiting marathon. Mount Laurel, 21 months, and Newark's not far behind at 21.5 months. Switching gears to family-based adjustments. Mount Laurel's speeding things up a bit with a 16-month wait, but Newark still lasts 18 months. Now based on grant of asylum more than 1 year ago, all field offices, 32.5 months. Based on refugee admission more than 1 year ago, all field offices, 31 months. Based on approved T visa, Vermont, 35.5 months. Stay strong, your time will come. Based on approved U visa, Nebraska and Vermont, 21 months each. Keep the faith, folks. Now, let's proceed with employment information form, I-765, based on being an H-4 spouse of an H-1B non-immigrant. California's leading the charge with just a 3-month wait. Blink, and you might miss it. Nebraska's not too far behind, 4.5 months. Texas, 5 months. And Vermont, 4 months. Based on being an L2 spouse of an L1 non-immigrant. California, 7.5 months. Not bad, right? Texas, it's a bit of a longer haul with an 8.5 month wait. Now, over in Vermont, things slow down a tad with a 29 month wait. Based on being admitted as a refugee, Nebraska, 3.5 months. Based on an approved asylum application, Nebraska, 5 months. Texas, 12 months. Application for suspension of deportation. National Benefit Center, 16.5 months. Based on parole, National Benefit Center, great news for within 2.5 months wait. Alien with final order of deportation under an OSU. National Benefit Center, 4.5 months. Based on being an H-4 spouse of an H-1B non-immigrant, California, you're looking at just 4.5 months. Nebraska, you're in for a 6-month wait. Texas, it's also a 6-month wait. And Vermont, 5.5 months. Based on a request by a qualified F-1 academic student, Potomac, 3.5 months. Based on an approved, concurrently filed I-821D, Nebraska, you're looking at a relatively short wait of just 4.5 months. Vermont, 129 months long. Yep, that's more than 10 years of waiting. Based on a pending asylum application, all service centers, 16 months. Based on a pending asylum application, C8, in California, 5 months, while the National Benefit Center and Nebraska share the same timeline, both at 7 months. Texas or Vermont, prepare for a bit longer wait, around 9 months for each, based on TPS for El Salvador. Texas, 6.5 months. Vermont, 4 months. Haiti extension, California, 9.5 months. All other applications for employment authorization, in California, 15.5 months, while at the National Benefit Center, it's about 10.5 months. Nebraska has a shorter wait time of 4.5 months, whereas Potomac takes 13.5 months. Texas boasts one of the shortest wait times at just 3.5 months, and Vermont follows closely behind with a time of 15 months. Form I-526, China, mainland born, for use by investor who wishes to immigrate to the United States, Immigrant Investor Program Office, 88 months. All other areas, for use by investor who wishes to immigrate to the United States, Immigrant Investor Program Office, 55.5 months. Form I-751, removal of lawful permanent resident conditions. In California, the time is 23.5 months, while in Nebraska, it's 18 months. Potomac has a longer wait time of 33.5 months, and Texas follows closely behind with 29 months. Vermont stands at 25.5 months, and for all field offices, 32 months. For an N-400 application for naturalization, Mount Laurel, 8.5 months, Newark, 9.5 months. For an N-600, application for recognition of U.S. citizenship, Mount Laurel, 7 months, Newark, 7 months. For an I-829 removal of lawful permanent resident conditions, the Immigrant Investor Program Office is facing a hefty wait time of 61 months. Form I-360, all other special immigrants, California 16 months, Nebraska 13.5 months, Vermont 25 months, VWA, all service centers 37.5 months, religious workers, California 6 months, for Afghan or Iraqi translators and Afghans or Iraqi who worked for on or behalf of the U.S. government, Nebraska 3.5 months. On form I-140, extraordinary ability, E-11, Nebraska 17 months, Texas 20 months, outstanding professor or researcher, E-12, Nebraska and Texas both have a time of 8 months, multinational executive or manager, E-13, same situation for Nebraska and Texas, where the time is 9 months for each an advanced degree or exceptional ability, E-21, Nebraska 6.5 months, Texas 8.5 months, a skilled worker or professional, E-31, E-32, Nebraska 6.5 months, Texas 7.5 months, unskilled worker, EW3, Nebraska 7 months, Texas 7.5 months, advanced degree or exceptional ability requesting a national interest waiver, NIW, Nebraska 9 months, Texas 10.5 months. Finally, the last category for this form, schedule of nurses, Nebraska 8.5 months, Texas 8.5 months. Remember, Immigration Nation, while the wait may seem long, it's just a step in your journey towards a brighter future. Stay informed, stay prepared, and stay resilient. We'll be here with more updates and helpful tips for you on your immigration path. Remember, we are in this together. Until next time, keep pushing forward.
Hey, did you like the video? I invite you to watch another video where I share more tips on how to protect your reputation as an immigrant. Until next time.